The streets in the neighborhoods near Turner Field are starting to look a bit like the yellow brick road from The Wizard of Oz. That's because the city is spending nearly $16 million ripping out asphalt streets and replacing them with bricks that let water pass through. WABE's Tasneem Shama reports on the largest permeable paver project in North America.
3 years ago, there was flooding all over the neighborhoods of Summerhill, Peoplestown, and Mechanicsville. It was big news on local TV.
Neighbors say they've been dealing with an overflow of water and raw sewage for years every time there's a heavy downpour.
Twice in the past week alone, heavy rains have sent a mix of runoff and raw sewage overflowing.
After residents complained, Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed made a promise. He was going to come up with a long-term solution. This is where Todd Hill comes in.
Right now I'm holding a 10-gallon container of water, and what we're going to do is pour this water on the permeable pavers to show you.
Permeable pavers are loosely spaced bricks with layers of rocks underneath. The rocks act as a filtration system to clean the water. Hill is with Atlanta's Department of Watershed Management. He's standing at the intersection of Conley and Crumley Street in Summerhill.
Instead of running to the curb and gutter and washing on down to our actual inlet that would go straight into our combined sewer system, this soaks in between the permeable pavers.
The water stops moving downhill just after a few feet, but the real magic is 4 feet underground.
There is a lot of runoff from urbanization over time, and water runs off quicker off paved surfaces than green surfaces. So basically, this provides a green solution to our stormwater runoff.
So far, only 1 mile has been installed. The city still has another 5 miles to go. One block typically takes about 2 weeks, but sometimes it takes longer.
It's a very tight area to work in. They have to do very precise work to make sure that they don't damage anything.
Workers may have to replace water mains that were not installed correctly or use their hands to dig around old pipes 4 feet underground before they can lay down the rocks. Summerhill residents living near the construction site say they've had to deal with mud getting into their homes, limited parking, and getting around is difficult. Sherelle McNeil is a disabled veteran. She can't walk far, and she's nervous about when it comes to her block.
We know that the final product is going to be something really good. It's just going through it is really difficult right now.
When the project wraps up next summer, it will be the largest permeable pavement streets project in all of North America. It's only just started to catch on in the U.S., with projects in cities like L.A., Chicago, Philadelphia, Portland, and even Chattanooga. But it's actually quite ancient.
The Roman Empire built roads out of stone with flexible pavement underneath. It's well over 2,000 years old. It's not new technology.
That's Charles Taylor. He's a national consultant with Old Castle Architectural Products, which is based in Sandy Springs. Installing pavers cost at least 20% more than asphalt, and that doesn't include all of the work underground. But even though it's more expensive, Taylor says cities are finding permeable pavers to be one way to comply with the Environmental Protection Agency's Clean Water Act.
Regardless of the financial condition the city is in, they have got to comply with this EPA mandate. And after all, I can't find anyone that really wants to argue about clean water.
In fact, the biggest driver for this technology is not just flooding, but also federal law. Bethany Eisenberg is with VHB, an engineering firm in Watertown, Massachusetts.
Just in the past 5 years, it's incredible the advancement as municipalities are being required to address their water quality impacts from stormwater runoff as well as neighborhood and street flooding.
She says pavers are great for urban areas where land is expensive, but the Northeast has been slow to adopt it, with fears of clogging during the winter months. That's why she helped write the manual on permeable pavements for the American Society of Civil Engineers.
You're not just getting a pavement, you're getting a pavement and a stormwater management system all in one.
This project is part of the city's Southeast Atlanta Green Infrastructure Initiative.
I'm Babak Ashuri at Georgia Tech. I'm director of the Construction Research Center.
Professor Ashuri says these pavers have a small inconvenience, but in the long run, green solutions to store and treat water should help the environment and maybe even home values.
There are some complaints that it's a little bit rough to ride on, but at the same time, it changes the look of a neighborhood. Many communities find it pleasant, particularly the historic communities who wants to preserve that historic look.
Summerhill, Peoplestown, and Mechanicsville will be Atlanta's first neighborhoods to get this new look. And for now, they're the only ones. Tasneem Shamma, WABE News.